ولو يعجل الله للناس الشر استعجالهم بالخير لقضي إليهم أجلهم فنذر الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا في طغيانهم يعمهون.
Were Allah to hasten to bring upon people the consequence of evil in the way people hasten in seeking the wealth of this world, their term would have long since expired. But this is not our way, so we leave alone those who do not expect to meet us, that they may blindly stumble in their transgression.
وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الضُّرُّ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ أَوْ قَاعِدًا أَوْ قَائِمًا فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُ ضُرَّهُ مَرَّ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَى ضُرٍّ مَسَّهُ كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْمُسْرِفِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
And such is man that, when an affliction befalls him, he cries out to us, reclining and sitting and standing. But no sooner than we have removed his affliction, he passes on as though he had never cried out to us to remove his affliction. Thus, it is that the misdeeds of the transgressors are made fair-seeming to them.
وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْقَوْمَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ.
Surely, we destroyed the nations before you, which had risen to heights of glory in their times. When they indulged in wrongdoing and refused to believe, even when their messengers brought clear signs to them, thus do we recompense the people who are guilty. Surely, we destroyed the nations before you. In Arabic, the word kan, which occurs in the above verse, usually denotes the people of a given age. However, the word in its several usages in the Quran connotes a nation, which in its heyday was ascendant in the world. When it is said that a certain nation was destroyed, this does not necessarily mean its total annihilation. When any such nation suffers the loss of its ascendancy and leadership, when its culture and civilization become extinct, when its identity is effaced, in fact, when such a nation disintegrates and its component parts become assimilated into other nations, then it is fair to say that it has suffered destruction.
ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ خَلَائِفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ لِنَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ.
Now, we have appointed you as their successors in the earth to see how you act.
وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا أَتِ بِقُرْآنٍ غَيْرِ هَذَا أَوْ بَدِّلْهُ قُلْ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أن أبدله من تلقاء نفسي إن أتبع إلا ما يوحى إلي إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم.
And whenever our clear revelations are recited to them, those who do not expect to meet us say, "Bring us a Quran other than this one, or at least make changes in it." Tell them, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, it is not for me to change it of my accord. I only follow what is revealed to me. Were I to disobey my Lord, I fear the chastisement of an awesome day.
قُلْ لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا تَلَوْتُهُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا أدراكم به فقد لبثت فيكم عمرا من قبله أفلا تعقلون.
Tell them, had Allah so willed, I would not have recited the Quran to you, nor would Allah have informed you of it. I have spent a lifetime among you before this. Do you then not use your reason? Do you then not use your reason? The Prophet, peace be upon him, was no stranger to the people of Mecca. He was born in their city. He lived his life among them right from his childhood and reached his middle age in their midst. Being quite familiar with the whole of his life as well as his moral character, could they truly ascribe the authorship of the Quran to him, or think that he would make such an utterly false claim? Or could they expect that after having composed it himself, he would lay claim that it was revealed to him by God?
فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ.
Who, then, is a greater wrongdoer than he who forges a lie against Allah or rejects his signs as false? Surely, the guilty shall not prosper.
وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِندَ اللَّهِ قُلْ أَتُنَبِّئُونَ اللَّهَ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ.
They worship beside Allah those who can neither harm nor profit them, saying, "These are our intercessors with Allah." Tell them, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, do you inform Allah of something regarding whose existence in the heavens or on the earth He has no knowledge? Holy is He and exalted far above what they associate with Him in His divinity. Or on the earth He has no knowledge?
To say that something is not known to God amounts to saying that it does not exist, for quite obviously, all that exists is known to God. The above verse thus subtly points out the non-existence of any intercessors on behalf of the unbelievers, insofar as God does not know that there exist any such in the heavens or on the earth who would intercede on their behalf. That being so, who are those intercessors about whose existence and whose power of intercession with God the unbelievers wanted to inform the Prophet, peace be upon him?
وَمَا كَانَ النَّاسُ إِلَّا أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً فَاخْتَلَفُوا وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبَقَتْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ لَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ فِي مَا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ.
Once all human beings were but a single community, then they disagreed and formulated different beliefs and rites. Had it not been that your Lord had already so ordained, a decisive judgment would have been made regarding their disagreements. A decisive judgment would have been made regarding their disagreements.
If God had not already ordained that the matter would be resolved on the day of judgment, a decision would have been given here and now.
وَيَقُولُونَ لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِ فَقُلْ إِنَّمَا الْغَيْبُ لِلَّهِ فَانْتَظِرُوا إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ مِّنَ الْمُنْتَظِرِينَ.
They say, why was a sign not sent down upon the Prophet from his Lord? Tell such people, the realm of the unseen belongs to Allah. Wait then, I shall wait along with you.